Part 2. This is your brain on trauma. Chapter 4. Running for your life. The anatomy of survival. Prior to the advent of brain, there was no color and no sound in the universe, nor was there any flavor or aroma, and probably little sense and no feeling or emotion. Before brains, the universe was also free of pain and anxiety. Roger Sperry. On September 11, 2001, 5-year-old Noam Saul witnessed the first passenger plane slam into the World Trade Center from the windows of his first-grade classroom at PS 234, less than 1,500 feet away. He and his classmates ran with their teacher down the stairs to the lobby, where most of them were reunited with parents who had dropped them off at school just moments earlier. Noam, his older brother, and their dad were three of the tens of thousands of people who ran for their lives through the rubble, ash, and smoke of Lower Manhattan that morning. 10 days later, I visited his family, who are friends of mine, and that evening his parents and I went for a walk in the eerie darkness through the still smoking pit where Tower 1 once stood, making our way among the rescue crews who were working around the clock under the blazing Klieg lights. When we returned home, Noam was still awake, and he showed me a picture that he had drawn at 9 a.m. on September 12th. The drawing depicted what he had seen the day before: an airplane slamming into the tower, a ball of fire, firefighters, and people jumping from the tower's windows. At the bottom of the picture, he had drawn something else: a black circle at the foot of the buildings. I had no idea what it was, so I asked him. "A trampoline," he replied. "What was a trampoline doing there?" Noam explained, "So that the next time when people have to jump, they will be safe." I was stunned. This 5-year-old boy, a witness to unspeakable mayhem and disaster just 24 hours before he had made that drawing, had used his imagination to process what he had seen and begin to go on with his life. Noam was fortunate. His entire family was unharmed. He had grown up surrounded by love, and he was able to grasp that the tragedy they had witnessed had come to an end. During disasters, young children usually take their cues from their parents. As long as their caregivers remain calm and responsive to their needs, they often survive terrible incidents without serious psychological scars. But Noam's experience allows us to see, in outline, two critical aspects of the adaptive response to threat that is basic to human survival. At the time the disaster occurred, he was able to take an active role by running away from it, thus becoming an agent in his own rescue. And once he had reached the safety of home, the alarm bells in his brain and body quieted. This freed his mind to make some sense of what had happened and even to imagine a creative alternative to what he had seen: a life-saving trampoline.